Listen to the following unbelievable story. Rav Elio Dov Klar, Zecher Levracha, related the following story that happened to him, to his grandson. He was a bacher learning in a yeshiva in Vilna by Rav Shleim Hyman. As before he came to Terev Das, he was Rosh Yeshiva in Vilna under the auspices of Rav Chaim Moisel, Zecher Levracha. And at that time, there was a major news in the city of Vilna that the Chafetz Chaim is going to pass by Vilna. And he's going to mamish go through the streets and everyone's going to line up to get a brach from him. The entire Vilna is going to come out to be mekabel the pnei of the Chafetz Chaim. And we think of it, it wasn't like today. People just traveled easily like that, drove a car, took a helicopter, took a train. It was very difficult to travel. The schus, it was the talk of town. The entire Vilna is going out to greet the Chafetz Chaim and get a brach from him. This Rav Elio Dov Klar, his father, was very worried that the entire city is going to come out pushing and shoving on one or two blocks there to get to the Chofetz Chaim. And he was worried that Chalila, his son, will get hurt and pushed and shoved. Like, unfortunately, we've heard such stories. So he got a telegram. His father sent him a telegram that said, I forbid you, alt the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Eim, I forbid you to go out and greet the Chofetz Chaim. He was devastated, literally devastated. The chance of a lifetime to go out to see the greet the Gadol Hador, get a bracha from him. So the Maisa, a tzivi of Kibbut Av Eim, his Maisa is going to listen. As bad as he felt, as terrible as he felt, it came that day. The entire Vilna went out. His yeshiva had 81 bachrim. 80 bachrim went out. He was the only bacher that stayed behind in the yeshiva all by himself, feeling like 2 cents. He said the bachrim came back afterwards with such a sussing v'simcha on their face. They said, you won't believe it. As big of a crowd as there was, we were able to get up close, and the Chofetz Chaim gave all 80 bachrim, each bacher personally, got a bracha of Arichas Yomim, to live long life from the Chofetz Chaim. So if this bacher felt like 2 cents before, you can just imagine how he felt now after every single bacher got the yeshiva, got this bracha of Arichas Yom from the Chofetz Chaim, and here he was left alone. So he turned to his grandson and said, I want to tell you something. Look at me. Am I in good health now? Baruch Hashem, I never needed a cane. I never needed glasses. My eyesight is great. I'm always never going to doctors. He said, you know why I'm telling you this story now? Because I just turned 95. And I want to tell you that I'm keeping cheshbon. And the 80th bacher just passed away. I'm the only one alive from that yeshiva. At that time, that there were 80 bachrim who went to get a bracha of Arichas Yomim from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. But since I didn't go, and I was mekayim the mitzvah in the Torah of Kibbut Av Eim with such mysterious nefesh, what happened to me? I got the bracha that it says mefurish in the Torah and the Aseres HaDibris in last week's Parsha and Parshas Yisroi of Leman Yarichon Yomecha. That's the bracha I was zeichet to, a bracha from Hashem himself. And that's why I'm telling you over the story, to realize the power of a bracha in the Torah of Kibbut Av Eim. And Rav Elio Dov Klar lived another 3 years till 98, a picture of perfect health. This is something so amazing. And even though the Gemara says in Kedushin that the real bracha, L'man Yerichan Yomecha, is going, L'yerim Shekul Yerachan Elam Abba, but ain't mikro yotzim midei pshuta. It's also peris b'ilam hazeh, like it says in the Mishnah, elu dvarim shadol michal peris am b'ilam hazeh, like we say every morning. But I want to bring out something else. There are 10 aseres adibris, 10 mitzvahs. And if you realize, most of them are loy this, loy sikaim. I'm sorry. I take that back. Loy sikaim is not in the aseres adibris, right? Of loy sirtzach and loy signav and loy sinav. There's only 3 positive mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, to believe in one Hashem. And Zohar Tzirem HaShabbos Lekachoy. And what's the 3rd mitzvah? Kabed Es Avicha Ve'es Imecha. So if you have to give up your life for the oneness of Hashem. Shmira Shabbos goes only until Pekuach Nefesh. You don't give up your life, but everything till Pekuach Nefesh, you have to do for Shmira Shabbos. So some Mesiris Nefesh we should do for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, besides the fact that we're Zoicha to get this incredible bracha.